Welcome everyone to the Ordinary Council meeting of the Shire of Warwickbrook for August 2026. I declare the meeting open at 6 p.m. Welcome to all councillors, staff and members of the public in attendance. We acknowledge the Kanyang people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Please ensure that mobile phones are switched off or placed on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. Members of the public are reminded that no other visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed without the permission of the presiding member. Councillors are reminded to declare any conflict of interest as they arise in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995. We have those listed on the agenda as in attendance with apologies from Councillor Ingalls. Oh, he has approved leave of absence. We also, item 2.4, we have a request for leave of absence. An application has been received from Councillor Wright for leave of absence from the September Ordinary Council meeting. Do I have a mover to move that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Moore. Seconded, Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. Item 3, deputations, petitions, presentations. We have no deputations, no petitions and no presentations. Item 4, public question time. So public question time will be limited to a total of 15 minutes unless extended by the presiding member. Each speaker will generally be limited to 3 minutes to ask their questions unless the presiding member determines otherwise. Questions must be directed through the presiding member and questions may be taken on notice and answered after the meeting at the discretion of the presiding member. Once public question time has concluded, members of the public must not interrupt or disrupt the proceedings of the meeting unless invited to do so by the presiding member. Do we have any questions from the members of the public? If you'd just like to step up to the microphone and state your name and locality, please.
Sorry, Ms. Wilson, if you can just hold on, we'll just put the microphone on.
Thank you. With that, do you want me to start again? No? Okay. Question one regarding item number 10.4.1, the compliance audit return that's on tonight's meeting. The Auditor General has issued the Shire a qualified audit opinion in 5 of the last 6 annual reports, every one of them solely on the biological assets at Rylington Park. The item tonight asks Council to adopt the 2025 compliance audit return to be certified by the Shire President and the CEO. The return answered yes to all 4 questions regarding these qualified opinions that require the Shire to prepare a report stating what action it took on the significant matters in the reports, give that report to the Minister within 3 months, and that the CEO publish a copy on the Shire's website within 14 days. The return states it is, and I quote, part of the annual report. I've not found anything regarding this issue in the 24-25 annual report. I've searched all the annual reports, blah, 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 all of them, all minutes attachments, and I cannot find any report to the Minister regarding those qualified opinions about biological assets of Rylington Park. On the 7th of August, I wrote to all 7 councillors about this, and the Shire President replied, and I quote, these matters will be reviewed and investigated. Tonight, every councillor votes to approve this compliance audit return. So my question is, on which page of which annual report does this report to the Minister appear? If no page number can be given, then the return contains several incorrect answers. So before this return is certified and submitted to the local government inspector, will council amend the section 7.12A responses to reflect the actual position?
Okay, Mr. CEO, could you answer that, please?
Through the chair, just the first part of the question, that is two separate legislations. So the Auditor General and the compliant ordinance return is two different documents.
Yes, I understand that.
Yep, so the rest of the documents that you've requested, page numbers and that, we'll take that on notice.
Do you have another question?
I do. I'm just trying to digest that information, but I'll stop doing that. Question number two. At Rollington Park Committee meeting on the 20th of August, I asked three questions that were all taken on notice. You should know what they were. The questions taken on notice at a committee meeting are ordinarily answered at that committee's next meeting. However, I can find no future meeting of the Rollington Park Committee advertised. On what date and in which meeting's minutes will my three questions of the 20th of August be answered?
Mr. CEO.
Through the chair, when the meeting date is announced, it will be published, and at that stage your comments or your questions will be answered in the agenda.
Okay, question three, regarding the confirmation of the minutes of the 30th of July. I believe there's been an omission in those minutes regarding immediately after public question time on the 30th of July, Andrew Ball raised a point of order audible on the Shire's audio in part two from approximately 30 minutes in, asking the Shire President to retract a statement. My question is, will Council amend the minutes to record this exchange before confirming them tonight as a true and accurate record?
Thank you, Karina. Mr. CEO.
Through the chair, Ms. Wilson, I believe that question was answered on the 19th of August when you emailed us the question. It was responded to you.
Sorry?
On the 19th of August, we responded to that same question.
No, it's about the minutes that will be confirmed as accurate tonight. The minutes from the 30th of July.
Through the chair, so I'll read the question the answer that was given. Minutes taken in relation to the question time or to capture the question from the public and the significant points.
Now, this is a different question to that. This is something that's not been entered into the minutes that was said.
Through the chair, I believe it has been answered.
Thank you, Karina. Is there any further questions from the public? Thank you, Nolan. If you'd just like to step up to the microphone and state your name and locality.
I'm Nola Prowse. We farm in the Shire of Boyertbrook, and I have a couple of questions about Rollington Park and also about the renewables policy that's being implemented. Can everybody hear me? this is through the chair. I'll start off. My question's a bit drawn out, the first one, in regard to Rollington Park proposals. Always honouring and acknowledging the generosity and spirited intention and purpose in which this very valuable asset has been given by our Boyertbrook District's memorable farming family. As a significant ratepayer and heritage in agriculture that commenced 1924, our experience is long and detailed through all the highs and lows of this country's economies. We nurture our industry for many reasons.
Excuse me, Nola. Sorry to interrupt. Members of the public, would you mind stepping outside if you're going to have a conversation? Because Nola...
Can you hear me, though? I'm pretty loud. Oh, right. I'll put it right here. Sorry. We nurture our industry for many reasons, not the least its contribution to the well-being of all society. My first question is, and this is really important to us, if or when the Rollington Park asset is placed up for tender, will the use of the asset be restricted to agriculture and food production only as a stipulation in the agreement? It is our firm belief that this is a condition that should be included in the lease documents. ensuring the original purpose of this gift continues and agriculture is supported, nurtured and grows within this shire. That's my first question.
Thank you, Nola. Mr. CEO, you can answer that.
Through the chair, yes. The lease will be restricted to the use of the land to agriculture and food production, ensuring Ryerson Park continues to support the agricultural purpose for which the property was gifted. A portion of the farm will also be set aside for agricultural trials, community cropping and education, allowing Ryerson Park to continue supporting innovation, learning, community involvement in agriculture.
Fantastic. Our main concern is that it's not used for summer, entirely different industrial use. Fantastic. Okay, question two. I haven't been too sure about the history around this, so this is, I sort of have an open question. In light of the fact the asset has a livable homestead, is the monetary rental value benefiting the Ryerson Park budgeting? Considering the current rental values are significantly higher than previous years, and if so, how is that benefit received?
Thank you for your question, Mr. CEO.
Through the chair, the Ryerson Park homestead is currently used as part of Shire employee housing arrangements and is not separately rented on the open market. Importantly, the occupation of the homestead has enabled the Shire to make more suitable use of housing available in town for an essential worker. This provides a broader benefit for the Boyabrook community and is consistent with the community focus proposed for which Ryerson Park was originally gifted.
Okay, so there's some clarity in that. It's the confusion that the homestead is part of Ryerson Park and the benefit of which should be seen in the Ryerson Park budgeting. However, that's answered. Okay, can I carry on?
Yes, sure.
I've got two questions pertaining to the renewable policy. As everybody knows, this is something very close to my heart. Considering this policy has been formulated over several months, has there been a practical and written manual of directions and precautions produced for preventing and particularly fighting a fire produced by turbines or solar panels within this shire? The question is raised due to the lack of information from authorities surrounding this at the time of the Community Information Day earlier in the year. Safety of firefighters and community being imperative in this consideration.
Thank you. I'll let the CEO answer that.
Through the chair, the Shire's renewable energy facilities local planning policy is a land use planning policy and does not replace the operational fire response required of emergency services.
So they're not connected, fair enough, but there is, and there is known hazards surrounding the turbine fires that can be quite different to a normal fire to fight. Is there a precaution within the Shire and our firefighting system to make sure our volunteers and our firefighters are safe when they're fighting this in this different manner? Are they aware of that? This is the training that, really, the question I've got is about the training around this.
Through the chair, that will probably have to be discussed with DFES because they'd have to be the ones that actually provide their training.
Right, okay. That'd be really nice to see because our local volleys are very important to us. All right, number two, how much community consultation will take place and at what stage will the consultation begin? When an application is made or later when a project may already be approved and other details are sought? This question is posed due to the potential of severe negative effects on neighbouring properties and many other hazardous impacts residents may wish to remove themselves from that are caused by the renewable projects in timely fashion.
Through the chair.
Of course.
It is likely that any large-scale renewable energy project would be assessed by the WA Planning Commission rather than the local government. The application process, including the community consultation, would be administered by the WA Planning Commission in terms of the relevant legislation.
So, basically, we'll have to wait for notification from the Planning Department.
Through the chair, correct, yeah. We'll be notified the same time as what the community members would be notified.
Right. Well, I hope the care and community is given a priority in the Boyabrook Shire. I've been witness to quite a lot of
awful outcomes in the Scott River with family being impacted down there. And the reason I've got so involved in this is because when you're removed by location and you're not exposed to it, you're so unaware of what can happen to yourselves and your families and the community. So, yeah, it's really important that we have this connection with the Shire and the Planning Department about this going forward. Anyway, that's me. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the opportunity.
Is there any further questions from the public? Okay, thank you. Now, my apologies, I did miss the response to previous public questions taken on notice. There was a question taken at the July Ordinary Council meeting from Mr. Paul Girling. The question and the Shire response will be noted in the minutes. Item 5, declarations of interest. We have one declaration of interest, impartiality interest, from Councillor John Matthews, and that is for item 10.2.2. Item 6, previous council meeting minutes. The officer recommendation is that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 30th of July 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Hack, seconded Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. 6.2, special council meeting minutes, 20th of August 2026. Have officer recommendation that those minutes be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Wright. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Item 7, presidential communications. It is with sadness that I acknowledge the passing of John Stanford Smith, a former resident of Boyart Brook. Sincere condolences are extended to his family and friends. Congratulations to Jodie Neild, who represented Australia in the Women's Over 50s Masters World Cup in Netherlands. Jodie and her team won a bronze medal. Well done, Jodie. Our community is very proud of you. Our thoughts are with the family affected by the devastating fire in Short Street. Most importantly, we are grateful the family is safe. A heartfelt thank you to our emergency services for coming to their aid and to everyone in our community who has rallied together to raise funds and support the family as they begin to recover. The regular Our Community Matters session was held on the 5th of August. A well-attended session with community members asking questions and discussing Shire matters. Everyone is welcome to attend the next session scheduled for Wednesday, the 2nd of September at 9 a.m. Just a reminder that Rylington Park scholarships close on the 25th of September. The scholarships reflect the vision of Eric Farley, who was passionate about supporting local young people to pursue opportunities in agriculture. Each year, the scholarship provides financial assistance to students from Boyart Brook to attend an agricultural college for years 11 and 12. Two scholarships are available, $3,000 and $1,500. Expressions of interest are still open for the Medical Services Governance Committee and the Independent Living Units Development Committee, closing on the 9th of September. If you are interested in becoming a community member on one of these committees, please check the Shire website for details on how to apply. Nominations are also open for the Boyart Brook Community Awards. The four categories: Citizen of the Year, Sportsperson of the Year, Kevin Henderson Memorial Award Volunteer, and Young Achiever of the Year. Forms and guidelines are available on the Shire website. Nominations close on the 6th of November. This month, Council adopted the 2026 budget with significant investment in roads, bridges, community facilities, the swimming pool and gym, waste management and fire prevention. The budget focuses on maintaining the infrastructure and services our community relies on while making the most of grants and other funding opportunities. Our focus is simple: invest in what our community needs, maintain what we have, and ensure Boyup Brook remains a strong and sustainable community in the future. And finally, thank goodness for the recent rainfall. It may not have suited everyone, but it's certainly been welcome in many parts of our community. Thank you. Item 8, reports by elected members. We'll just go around the table and see who has something to report. Councillor Hack.
Thank you. 3rd of August, we had the AGM for the Visitors Centre, and Councillor Matthews and Councillor O'Connell were also there, and a big welcome to the new President, Bev Bagby, and her committee, and a big thank you to the outgoing President, Shirley Broadhurst, for her years of volunteer service, especially in what she did with the wildflowers and the wildflower tours. 19th of August, I attended the Small Wonders exhibition at the Visitors Centre. I would recommend this collection of imaginative insect sculptures and mixed media artworks created by BBDHS Year 7 and 8 visual arts students and set up in the collections room by their teacher, Alice Gifford. I commend Alice and her students for this remarkable display and encourage the community to take a look, as it'll only be there for a couple of weeks. It is, of course, inspired by the famous Carnaby Beetles and Butterfly collection, which is housed at the Visitor Centre. 25th of August, I attended the Book Week parade at the BBDHS, which was a riot of colourful and imaginative costumes, backed up with a selection of book-inspired music as each class did their march past. I would recommend a look at the Facebook page for the high school to see some fabulous photos. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hack. Councillor Moore.
Nothing to report this month.
Thank you. Councillor Wright.
Thanks. So I'm on the Sheep Resilience Committee, which is there's five professors at ECU and a farmer, which is myself, and a couple of other from the Department of Agriculture. And what the ECU got a grant for $500,000 through the federal government to look at different ways to look at resilience for farmers and improve or look at aspects of how to increase ideas and making extra money out of sheep. So we're into our second month of this, and this is a committee that was, they asked us through Rollington Park, so it's part of the Rollington Park education side of things, and so I'm the representative on this committee. I had a Teams meeting with ECU, our second meeting, but this was just with myself and three professors in Perth on the 20th of August. The Sheep Resilience Committee are meeting 8 times over the next 18 months, and we sort of, there's a couple of ideas at the moment, like aged mutton and stewvite out of the Lurage, but there's other things they're trying to pursue to try and make the back pocket of a farmer a bit more profitable. That's me.
Thank you. Councillor King.
On the 21st of August, I attended the Southwest Country Zone meeting for shires at the Harvey Shire Chambers. A number of matters to note, but one that stood out to me was the update from Melanie Davies, the Walja Senior Policy Advisor for the Environment, on the polyphagous shot-hole borer. Another view of current policy was given that essentially says eradication in the Perth metro area is lost and the new management areas are wider, surrounding and extending south to around Serpentine. The outcome of this pest entering the southwest would be devastating, especially to the avocado industry, as it decimated the Californian avocado industry when it arrived there. It would also be one of the species that's really susceptible is the box tree, so it would be terrible for that to come into Boyup. There was also a discussion on waste management and the agreement to approach the minister as a group instead of each separate council working alone, as what highlighted to me was that many other councils are in the same position as Boyup Brook in terms of the remaining space in landfills.
Thank you. Councillor Matthews.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Councillor questions on notice? We have nil. Item 10, reports of officers. 10.1, operational services, nil. 10.2, governance and community services. 10.2.1, the grants report for July 2026. The officer recommendation is to receive that monthly report. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Matthews. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Shire funding to upgrade the Walk of Remembrance gravel walkway at the War Memorial.
Through the Chair, we do have an impartiality interest from Councillor Matthews.
Thank you. We'll take the officer recommendation listed on the agenda as read. Could I have a mover for that officer recommendation, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Hack. Is there any questions regarding this recommendation? Councillor Matthews.
I support this amendment. I have some concerns in that as was described in the photo, that as it runs from the memorial back towards the end of the road there, I noticed that there's a pathway to the, which would be to the left, which would be, I'd like to see if that was incorporated into the existing Sandarkin, so the pathway, and if so, if there wasn't, as described there, that if so, then some awareness for pedestrians or elderly people crossing the road during that period of time, during those events, when they walk.
Okay, thank you.
It's a safety issue.
Thank you. Did you have any comments regarding that, Mr. CEO?
Through the Chair, so we do have, at the memorial site itself, we have got the pram crossover. Further down where the new path will be built, there will be a pram crossover on both sides of the roads once we start with the Sandar Dock and Park redevelopment on that. So that will form part of that.
Thank you. Is there any other questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Item 10.3, corporate services. 10.3.1, list of accounts paid in July 2026. Take the officer recommendation as being read to receive those accounts. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Moore. Any questions regarding this motion? No? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. 10.3.2, monthly statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of July 2026. The officer recommendation is to receive that report. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Hack, seconded Councillor Wright. Is there any questions regarding this officer recommendation? Councillor Wright.
One of the items on page 7, it was insurance expense of $159,999. I just want to confirm, is that correct?
Thank you. Mr. CEO, could I?
Through the Chair, I'll defer that one to the Manager of Corporate Services.
Thank you. Yes, that is correct. The annual insurance for the year for the 26-27 budget is $518,000. That is one of the first contributions towards the insurance. It's a part payment in two payments, so that's one of the first part payments. And it's an approximate 12.6% increase from the previous financial year.
$518,000. And how much was the increase, sorry?
It was 12.6% on last year.
12.6% increase from last year. Wow. Thank you. Are you happy with that response?
Well, not really. I mean, it's expensive, isn't it? So what do you do? Insurance is insurance. You've got to have it. It's just that's why I'd ask the question.
Yeah, thank you. Is there any other questions regarding... Thank you, Councillor Moore.
I had a question around the bridges reserve. There's an amount of currently $115,000 in the bridge reserve. I guess my question is that $115,000 won't go very far. I understand that the major bridges are being picked up by Main Roads. I also understand that this fund has been topped up in recent times. Is there a plan to continue to allocate more reserve?
Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Through the Chair, yes, that reserve has been increased over the years. We always do endeavour to try and get more money into that reserve. It's purely to cover maintenance on bridges, that's unforeseen maintenance. Main Roads normally does a two-thirds, one-third split, and that's where that reserve normally gets used for.
Thank you. Is there any other questions? Okay, put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Boyart Brook Caravan Park monthly report for July 2026. The officer recommendation is to receive that report. Could I have a move for that, please? Councillor Matthews, seconded Councillor Moore. Any questions regarding the report? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Proposed disposal of Shire property by lease, 1 Rudgers Avenue, Boyart Brook. We'll take the officer recommendation as listed on the agenda as read. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Moore. Is there any questions regarding this motion? Councillor King.
I'll just ask when this begins, when that lease begins. I couldn't see in there.
Okay.
Through the Chair, I'll defer that to Exec Corporate Managers.
We've been in discussion with WA Country Health Service. They have a family ready to move in immediately, so as soon as we can negotiate an agreeable tenancy agreement and arrange for the property manager to be put in place, then it would commence as soon as possible.
Oh, that's good news. Councillor Moore.
Not so much a question, more of a statement. I think that outcome is particularly beneficial to the community to allow a health professional to move into town where there was a very distinct shortage of housing. Thank you.
Yes. Good comment. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Thank you. Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Chief Executive Officer. 10.4.1, Compliance Audit Return 2025. Take the officer recommendation as read, as listed on the agenda. Could I have a mover for that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor King. Any questions regarding the recommendation? No? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.2, Boyart Brook Medical Services Monthly Activity Report for July 2026. The officer recommendation is to receive that report. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Matthews, seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions regarding the report? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.3, attendance at the West Australian Local Government Association Annual General Meeting 2026 and voting directions. Okay, we have the officer recommendation as listed on the agenda. I will take it as read. We just need to fill in a couple of names of councillors that are happy to attend as voting delegates. If I could just have a move for the recommendation first, please. Councillor King, seconded Councillor Moore. Now, who would like to attend as a voting delegate on the 17th of September, and that is up in Perth?
I did put my name up at the last meeting. I thought I'd be able to make it, but the circumstances have changed and I will be over east.
Thank you, Councillor Wright. Thank you. Councillor Hack.
Yes, I will be in Perth so I can go. Are we able to have just one if there's no one else? Is
Through the chair, each local government gets two votes, so it will just be losing a vote there, but you could nominate one of the staff, senior members of the staff, to also attend.
I can probably attend that, so if, unless there is a senior member of staff that would like to attend.
I think it's appropriate for the council.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we will fill in that nominates Councillor Hack and Councillor O'Connell to attend as voting delegates. And we need one as the proxy delegate. Could I have a nomination for that, please, Councillor Moore?
Could that be the Shire senior member?
Through the chair, it could be.
It could be. Okay.
So I'd propose that, that would be our proxy.
Okay. Thank you. So can we just change that to nominates a senior staff member? Or do we have to put in a name?
We'll just put the CEO in.
Okay. The CEO. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so is everyone on point four? Is everyone happy with the decision that has made regarding the voting direction? Everyone's had a chance to read the agenda, look at those items. Okay. Does anyone have any questions regarding any of the items on this motion? No? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Point 4.4, presentation by the interim Rylington Park Community Committee. We'll take the officer recommendation, the Rylington Park Committee recommendation, as read, as listed on the agenda. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Hack, seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions regarding this motion? Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Planning. 10.5.1, policy PD11, Renewable Energies Facility Local Planning Policy. Take the officer recommendation as read on that is listed on the agenda. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Matthews, seconded Councillor Hack. Is there any questions regarding this motion? Councillor Moore.
Yes, I guess my question is to our CEO. It's my understanding that as a local government authority, we have very little say in what renewable energy projects arrive in our shire. You mentioned before question time that the stat planning will have already approved them. I guess the renewable energy policy is aimed at trying to get some communication happening between the shire and the proponent.
Thank you, Mr.
Sia. Through the chair, that's correct. Unfortunately, the state has taken away the ability for the local government to be able to consider applications of this nature. The whole idea around the policy is to provide at least some sort of forward consultation with the community, if I can call it that, that we have a policy that when we do get asked to provide comments on the application, that we have something substantial to go back with.
Thank you. Is there any other questions regarding this motion? Councillor Matthews.
I think that if it's arable land that's good for farming, does that take any precedent? Is there any way that we can strengthen the argument that some land would be more suitable and other land not so suitable, rather than it's just access because it's available for sale?
Mr. CEO.
Through the chair, that would probably really depend on the WAPC on how they view it. If we were asked questions or asked for comments through the application process and it was a viable active farm, we would probably be suggesting that they maybe look elsewhere, but we can only comment on those applications. We aren't the approval authority.
Any further questions? Would the Speaker like to speak to the motion? John? Oh, Councillor Matthew, sorry.
So I think that we have to be proactive anyway, because it's going to happen, and by actually being involved in the early in the process, we can help awareness to advise those who might be affected to help either aid or rejecting or approving. So we have to be in there to be seen to be doing something, otherwise it'll be taken from us.
Mm. Thank you. Councillor Hack, would you like to... OK. Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Item 11, minutes of committees. We have nil. Item 12, motions of which previous notice has been given. We have nil. Item 13, late items or urgent business. There are none. Item 14, confidential items of business. There are nil. Item 15, closure. Therefore, I declare the meeting closed at 6:43 p.m. Thank you for attending.